101.
Glastonbury 2003 takes place on Friday the 27th to Sunday the 29th of June, and Radio 1 will be there.
This is Radio 1, live all summer.
It's Wednesday. It's 3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
How you doing, party people? It's Peter Andre here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Here we go again.
Hello.
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 Yes, hello.
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 Radio 1.
We got these picture messaging phones. So Alad has been practicing with his, and I've been filming on mine, and you get about 11 seconds. We're sending messages to each other the other night. I sent you one of me and Sophie sitting on the couch watching telly, watching Big Brother. Kind of pleased that it's radio and not telly, from what I'm about to show Will and Dave. Is this you?
No.
I think it is. Now, so this is the video that I received on my phone whilst eating my tea.
Most concerned. Oh, he's undoing his trousers. And he's getting his...
There she goes. Lord! What? Seriously?
Now, hang on a second. I have one question. Who's holding the camera and filming it? Because he's got both hands free during...
Interesting point, Will.
Radio 1. Chris Moyles.
Everybody was in a good mood today when we woke up this morning, but I'm not sure how everybody's mood is doing now. I got a feeling that Will is not in a great mood.
I'm not bad, only because I had a busy day, had a lot of meetings, and so I haven't had a chance to devote to the show as much as I might have done. So therefore, I've got to 3 o'clock in
really?
A bit
you haven't put the 5 minutes worth of preparation in?
Excuse me. So I've just got to the show in a bit of a rush, that's all.
Radio 1 has been going really well the last few months. It's been really picking up steam. I don't know if you've noticed as a listener, but I just think the Radio 1 sounding really good at the moment. And our acting head of mainstream programmes, Mr. Ben Cooper, Benjamin Michael Rathstein, has got a week off, a well-earned week off. And seriously, it's Wednesday and the place is falling apart. It's the greatest compliment to him, but the place is absolutely falling apart.
What's up?
What do you mean, what's up?
Well, I mean...
Well, we're trying to organise... You know when we go to Leeds for Radio 1 on the road? Well, we're going to Leeds.
This is not this weekend, the weekend after.
Yeah, Radio 1 is taking over Leeds for an entire weekend. Loads of events going on, loads of shows happening. It's my hometown, so we start off the weekend on Friday afternoon. And then they want us to go home. They haven't booked us in, right, for Saturday night. They want us to go home. My town, my town, that's my town, not the band, where I live, right, where I'm from. And we said, we're staying Saturday night. No, we can't afford it. I mean, you can't afford it. We're in Leeds for the weekend. No, you're not. I mean, I'm not. Now, you go home. Well, why can't we just stay a bit longer? So I said to Alan, no, well, balls, we'll stay a bit longer. I don't mind, I'll pay. I'll pay out of my own pocket. Because I think we should be there in Leeds. If Radio 1 are there, we should be there.
It's a very generous offer of you.
So I said, right, balls, I'll pay. I'll put everybody up in a hotel on Saturday night. Get the train back on Sunday. Can't do it. What do you mean you can't do it? You're not open tickets. What do you mean you're not open tickets? We have to book precise train time there and precise train time back. Otherwise, it costs us more money. Jesus. We've got the same accountant as Leeds United. What's going on? And then Will says, right, oh, well, I can't stay Saturday night, I've got to go off. I said, why? He goes, because it's my girlfriend's birthday today, and so we're meant to be going out on Saturday night. I said, we're not going to Leeds this weekend, it's the weekend after. Right, I'll be fine then.
I was getting confused with Wales, that's why.
Yeah, Leeds, Wales, very similar places.
All up north, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm on the ball today.
Are you?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I've had a very constructive 24 hours.
You're only pleased because your lass is away for the week.
She is. That's not why I'm pleased. I'm pleased because I've got some jobs done while she's been away.
Let me just say this to everyone listening. This is the rock and roll lifestyle of Dave. His fiance is away for a week, which means he's free for a week.
Off the
free.
Leash and on the lash.
Exactly right. He can do anything. Last night, I gave him a lift home and he went to get a bit of shopping. The world was his oyster. He could have gone to the pub and got lashed all night. He could have gone clubbing. He could have gone to a gig. He could have gone to Peppermint Hippo. He could have gone to any of these places. What did he do last night?
I stayed in and did my VAT.
There you go. How nice. Rock and roll is that?
And I cooked myself.
Rock and VAT! And you cooked?
I cooked myself crispy chicken, potato waffles, sausage and beans.
Hang on. Crispy chicken?
Yeah.
Potato waffles, yeah. Sausage and beans.
Sausage and beans
now,
in a tin.
If I didn't know better, I'd have said, so you only had those things left in your cupboard. They were going off, so you thought you'd have them all. You went shopping.
They were hand-picked.
Since when did those four different items constitute a meal?
Well, you see, potato waffles are a bit like chips, but slightly more interesting, you see? A bit of a variation.
Are they waffly versatile?
Yeah, they are waffly. Waffly versatile.
They're waffly versatile.
And then I was just going to have beans, and I thought, no, actually, I like the sausage and beans in the tin, so I'm going to have them.
What's crispy chicken?
Crispy chicken is that frozen chicken with a nice sort of crispy coating on the outside. You right. Just do it in the oven for about 20 minutes on 230. It's
very good.
I cooked last night, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah, in the Moyle's kitchen.
In the oven and the microwave. And I also utilised the kettle because I had tea. God, is that for an hour already?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Good Lord, isn't it?
Kettle for what? Tea?
I did myself a pizza last night.
Not in the kettle.
No, in the oven, in my brand new oven. I cooked a pizza. I took it out of the fridge. Heated the oven up already. I placed it in the middle shelf, and then I set my timer, and then I watched it, and it looked great. Now, Sophie had said to me, she wasn't there last night. Sophie said, make sure it's cooked from the middle. Make sure the middle's hot. So I touched the middle, and it seemed hot. But I'm learning how this cooking business works. So anyway, I took the pizza out, tried it. Oh, yeah, that's nice, lovely. So now I'll do my microchips, quickety-quick, in the microwave, right? And then my dad rang. That was it. I lost the plot. I couldn't do pizza, chips, tea and dad on the phone at the same time. So I had chips, basically, that were in the microwave way too long.
Mm.
And then my pizza went cold. So then I did the other chips, and then the other chips went hard. So literally, I had my chips on the plate like this, and I picked them up and then go... like that. They were rock hard. And in the meantime, my pizza's gone cold, so I've gone to heat that up. But because it's kind of gone hard around the outside, you know, if you go into MFI and they have those fake fruit bowls and they're plastic, it was like my pizza was like that last night. So I had plastic pizza and chips.
Did you only buy one thing of chips?
I bought two.
Oh, did you? Well, but you did them both at the same time.
No. I did them separately.
No.
Hang on. So you did them separately in the microwave?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, because you couldn't calculate...
No, because it'd be the same amount of time.
Well, no, that's where you're wrong, you see, wrong, because you know. If you put more things in the microwave, you have to add, increase the cooking
Yes,
time.
But I've got a very powerful microwave. My microwave is, like, 900 watts or something.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So whatever the cooking time is, you reduce it slightly, but if I was putting the two together, I would have put just
about the same
level.
Right.
But because my dad rang me, I was completely thrown.
Yeah.
But I have been utilising my teabag bin in my kitchen. The only thing is, though, I need to put a note, post-it note on it, explaining to my cleaner what the teabag bin is, because she just saw it the other day and looked at it and then walked off and left it. So I've now got mouldy teabags in the bottom. Well, they're not mouldy, but they've been there for the best part of a week.
They're on the turn.
Yeah.
I don't know where mine is, my teabag bin. Someone's half-inched it.
I want to educate you with your cooking, by the way.
Yeah, you should teach me how to cook.
Well, no, because you can apply the principles of radio to cooking. Okay, now here's how it works. Your pizza takes, what, 18 minutes?
About 25 minutes.
Okay, so it's a 25-minute
pizza.
But then
it's a very powerful oven.
So you know how long the pizza's going to take?
About 20, 22
right,
minutes.
So
like
you know, so exactly. You know the stop time of the pizza, don't you? You know when the pizza's going to end, shall we say?
Kind of, yeah.
Right, now you want the end of the chips to coincide with the pizza.
Mm,
so
yeah.
You back time the chips.
Right.
So you say, right, so say chips
it's
for 4 minutes.
It's coming from Will, by the way.
Yeah, the king of back time.
Shut up. So let's...
still thinks it's 5 to 3.
Let's, for argument's sake, say the pizza's 20 minutes and the chips are 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you start the chips at 18 minutes. Then they will both end at the same time.
Ah, but then if the pizza ends at the same time as the chips,
yeah.
What do I take out first? The pizza, leaving the chips to then dry a little bit, or the chips, leaving the pizza to maybe slightly overcook?
No, what you do is you turn...
Now, surely, if you're talking about doing it so the chips should end first so they can get the chips sorted, then all I have to do is take the pizza out of the oven, plonk it on the plate with the chips. Bob's your uncle.
You could do that.
And now Alan's saying no.
No,
look
no.
At this.
I don't know much about cooking either.
You don't know anything about ladies.
But apparently, you're supposed to leave things in the microwave after they've cooked.
To stand
or something. So
exactly.
That could be the standing time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's
finish
it.
At the same time, leave them to stand, take
get
the pizza
out. By the time the pizza out, the chips have stood, you're laughing.
Do you know, I tell you what, though, it's so much easier to do this, right? Can I have a large meat feast and cheesecake, please? Thank you. That's so much easier. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That'll be 30 minutes or a pound off.
I'll have a pound off, please, love. See you in 35 minutes.
I didn't know they did cheesecake.
Huh?
Do they do cheesecake?
Yeah,
delivery?
Cheesecake, yeah, and banoffee pies.
Do they?
I'll tell you later. I've got loads to take
the
menus. Radio 1. Nice, it's Marilyn Manson, Mob Scene from Radio 1. Right, a couple of things I want to say before I forget. I've written them down, which is not like me, but anyway. Ice cream, I would like some ice cream today because it's very warm outside. It's very sunny through most of the UK today. So we'd like ice cream sent to Radio 1, please. There are four floors of fun here at Radio 1 Towers. And there are many hard-working people in the studio and three other floors of staff. I'm sure ice creams would go down a treat. But the question is, which ice cream firm can get the ice creams to us the quickest?
And unmelted.
Ah.
You know what they do? They put them in a special freezer bag now.
I really like those, because then I can have that for later.
They're
fitness.
Good for going on barbecues, aren't
exactly.
they?
Exactly.
Front page of the Sun newspaper today. Two stars, two ordeals. Anastasia, I couldn't believe I had breast cancer. It's a serious story.
Yeah.
Jerry Halliwell, day I realised the diets had to stop. And in the Victoria Newton's Bazaar column, Jerry, I feared dieting had stopped me from having children.
Sure, that's not having sex.
Well, do you know, I don't want to... I've been goofing on Jerry Halliwell for years, okay? I think she brings a lot of it on herself by opening her gob and just spouting out words without kind of having thinking about the repercussions or what the words actually mean. But it's just, that's just so Jerry Halliwell. It's like when you're at school going, my dad's got a car. My dad's got two cars. Do you know, she's always going to be there. Anyway, here's some great stories in Victoria Newton's Bazaar column. She is by far, she's hyper years away from Dominic Mowen. Look at today, right? In the Victoria Newton in the Sun today, page 16 and 17. Okay, here we go. Here's Bin Laden enjoying a coffee in London yesterday.
I know this story.
Seen this?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to read word for word. She doesn't need to make any gags. She just writes the facts, which is funny. It's not the world's most wanted man, but his niece, Wafa, who has distanced herself from her evil uncle. Wafa has just returned from visiting her mum in New York and plans to start a pop career. So there you go. Bin Laden. Bin Laden's niece gets a new entry at this week's 115. Here's another story. Mylene Klass, your future wife, ex of fiancé, she bought a Riverview flat near London's Tower Bridge. She was very excited by this. She said she's very much looking forward to seeing her lovely Riverview, which is obscured by a pillar. Now, I am my own fashion, but if you're going to buy a place, you generally have a look first. Or is it just me?
It's a restricted view river flat.
Here's something else. Big Brother 4 is going on well, but in Australia, it's even better. Belinda has demanded to be freed after days of bickering with fellow contestants. They had become uncomfortable being locked up with her after she let it slip that her sister was in jail for involvement in a murder. Now, there you go. They're the kind of contestants we want in ours. Big Brother. This is Big Brother. Belinda. No? Okay, whatever you want, love, it's not a problem. And Leilani is the latest star to sign up for the new Carry On movie, Carry On London. I would love to be in this Carry On movie.
Oh, don't know, because Carry On Columbus was awful.
I absolutely adore Carry On movies.
So do I.
Didn't know they were still making them.
Well, they made Carry On Columbus, which was dreadful. And then they're making this new one, which is Carry On London. And apparently Barry from EastEnders have got a part in it as well.
Yeah, but they're sort of saying like Graham Norton and like basically yeah, anybody who's slightly homosexual or camp, they said is in it, basically.
Listen, I can mince it with the best of them.
No, you could be the Sid James character. Who's going to be Babs Windsor?
I don't know.
Because she can't.
I want to be in it. I'd love to be in the Carry On movie. I really would. I'd be great. I can act. Give me a line, I'll deliver it.
Okay.
Yeah. Any line.
I'm trying to think. Oh, this
is
a great line.
Just give me any line. Any line from any film.
Any film. Okay.
This is how good I'll be in the Carry On movie.
Go ahead, punk. Make my day.
You've got lovely knockers. Radio 1.
Since January the 1st, 2003, Radio 1 has brought you over 30 of the biggest bands and artists live. Stereophonics, Madonna, The White Stripes, Blur, Oasis, and more.
Yesterday, I announced that the Foo Fighters will be doing an exclusive and very intimate gig for 1,000 Radio 1 listeners. Today, I can announce Glastonbury 2003 takes place on Friday the 27th to Sunday the 29th of June, and Radio 1 will be there. Radiohead will be performing live. It's been confirmed. It's going to be beautiful, baby. Get involved.
Digital, FM, online. This is Radio 1. Live all summer.
On breakfast tomorrow from 8, get ready for more exclusive live music news only on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Maybe you'll be good at these carry-on movies as well, because he's just been reciting some of the classic lines.
I think he'd be a good Sid James type.
Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a carry-on movie, Will Kinder. Go on.
No, I can't do that.
No, relay it. Off you go. Go on, it's very fun.
No, it's the one where the two doctors are watching a patient shuffle across the concourse of the hospital.
Yeah.
And they try and do a spot diagnosis. And they walk up to the patient and they say to the patient, we're doing spot diagnosis and we wanted to try and find out what was wrong. Would you mind if we asked? And the bloke says, no, it's fine. He goes, well, Dr. One, he thinks that you've got a slipped disc. And Dr. Two, he thinks that you've pulled a muscle. And the patient says, well, you thought I'd slipped a disc. And I'm afraid you were wrong. And you thought I'd pulled a muscle. And I'm afraid I was wrong. And I thought I was going to fart. I'm afraid I was wrong.
Signed up, get him sized cheap. He's half the price of Graham Norton, but the comedy timing of Benny Hill, as he is today. You can sign us up.
You can do Carry On Woking.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1. Live all summer.
Glastonbury is quite possibly the ultimate festival.
A huge field full of hippies spreading for as far as I can see.
Keep listening to Radio 1 to win tickets to Glastonbury.
Glastonbury, this is your choice specifically.
From Glastonbury, Faithless and Weekend One. Coxie announced today on the breakfast show who will be headlining the Glastonbury Festival.
Ooh.
Radiohead. Our favourites, Dave.
Hurrah.
Thank you very much. Anyway, I'll tell you totally more about that in just a second.
Radio One.
What are you laughing at?
I wasn't, as Will was laughing.
Okay.
I wasn't.
Well, do you mind? Sorry. I've got just the serious news.
Okay.
Right.
Radio 1.
Talk about the Glastonbury thing in just a few seconds. Oh, Jesus.
Hello.
What's wrong with me today?
Take a deep breath.
And I'm in.
Radio 1.
Right, coming up. I'll talk about Glastonbury in just a few minutes. We'll play Tom Craft, Loneliness and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Here's Georgian Update. It's just gone 3:30.
The PM's flying to the Gulf to thank British troops in Iraq for helping get rid of Saddam.
Radio 1.
Tony Blair's on his way to Iraq. He's the first world leader to visit since Saddam Hussein was removed from power. As he left, America admitted for the first time that it might not find the deadly weapons it claimed Iraq was hiding. Newsbeat's political reporter Robin Brandt's here. Robin.
Well, this was the reason George Bush and Tony Blair always gave for going to war, but now this climb down. America's defense chief has admitted they might have been hidden so well that the chemical or bioweapons are just never going to be found. Now, when Tony Blair steps off that plane in about half an hour, expect to hear him say what he's always said, though. Iraq's got these weapons and we will find them eventually.
A counsellor who treated a woman accused of killing three of her babies has said she was a good and loving mother. Jenny Thomas broke down as she spoke about her meetings with Tripti Patel. The 35-year-old denies murdering her children. Newsbeat's Heather Alexander was at Reading Crown Court.
Jenny Thomas said the family were grief-stricken each time a child died, and when the third, a daughter, collapsed after living only 22 days, they were so distressed they could barely talk. The counsellor said she'd never had even the vaguest suspicion Mrs. Patel might have killed her children. The prosecution say she suffocated them.
There's been a big increase in violent crime in Scotland. The number of rapes is at an all-time high. There have also been more robberies and more assaults in the past year. It's just been announced that Paul McCartney's wife, Heather, is pregnant. It'll be the couple's first baby. England's international Lee Hendry's been charged with drink driving. The Aston Villa midfielder was arrested after police spotted his car parked on the hard shoulder of the M40 in Warwickshire on Sunday. He'll he'll appear in court next month. It's the first all-Italian Champions League final tonight. AC Milan take on Juventus at Old Trafford. They go into the match as the underdogs, but midfielder Clarence Seedorf sees no reason why Milan can't win.
I do think that Juventus is the favourite team. It doesn't mean that we're not capable to beat Juve, but we have to respect the things they've done. We'll make our game and try to make the best of it.
Radio 1 News Beat, more at 4:30.
Baby's mine.
I thank you for my iced tea, by the way. Alan's just come up with some iced tea for me.
Yeah, iced tea. We sent you iced tea.
Very kind.
Well, I said the power that I have, George. Do you know how powerful I am?
No.
I went on the radio and said I wanted ice creams.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some iced tea. Now, maybe they misheard me, right? So, ice creams, iced tea. And we got water as well.
Nice.
Mm, thank you very much. That baby's mine, by the way.
What baby?
Heather Mills.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, lucky you.
Come on. I'm only joking.
I'm sure you are.
So congratulations to...
the pair of them.
The pair of them, yes.
Due later this year.
That's a strange name. So, this morning then...
Yep.
Oh, sorry, where are you going?
I'm here.
Right. Coxie revealed Radio 1's plans for the Glastonbury Festival.
Yep.
There's going to be a Radio 1 sound system.
Fantastic.
Now, can I just pause slightly, go on a little tangent? Can we change the name of that for
Why?
Future? Because that makes it sound as though we've got a stereo on a stage.
It doesn't.
Don't you think?
Everyone knows what the Radio 1 sound system is.
You go back 15 years, it was probably a Radio 1 boogie box. Do you know what I mean?
Radio 1 ghetto blaster.
The Radio 1 sound system. Don't you think that just sounds like a MIDI hi-fi?
No.
It's a fantastic lineup, though, George.
The
Radio 1 sound system.
Why?
Because it's got some of the world's best DJs.
Including?
Sasha.
Dave Pearce.
No, hang on, don't interrupt. Sasha.
Yeah, he is fantastic.
As it says here, X-Pest 2.
Yep.
Not Express 2.
That's no, like the tribute band.
It says, yeah.
Like Bjorn again.
Who wrote this, Will?
Like Moped.
I think Megan did.
X-Pest 2. Right?
Yep.
Leo and Bushwhacker.
Fantastic.
Future Shock.
Brilliant.
I've never heard of them.
I have, yes you have.
What do they do?
Kind of really, really good dance music.
Right. Seb Fontaine.
Brilliant.
And Fergie.
Brilliant.
Great.
And of course we'll be there for the whole weekend, broadcasting live with all the news, interviews and best live music from the UK's biggest music festival. That's a hell of a sentence. Have you never heard of Commas? The rest of the lineup is still a big secret, but as Sarah Cox exclusively revealed this morning, one of Britain's biggest bands will be headlining.
Scooter?
No,
Gemini?
No. One of Britain's biggest bands will be headlining Glastonbury.
Yep. Radiohead.
That's right, yes.
Radiohead.
Thank you, Dave, for jumping in with the comedy names.
Never mind. You're mouthing things at me, which I couldn't understand.
I'll mouth something to you else in a minute. Radiohead came into Radio 1 this morning and performed exclusively on Joe Wiley's show.
Yeah.
You can hear it again at Radio 1
online.
I heard it was great.
It was great.
This year, tickets for the Glastonbury Festival sold out in record time, George.
I know they did.
But guess what?
What?
We've got our hands on a few.
No way.
And we'll be giving them away to lucky Radio 1 listeners over the coming weeks.
You lovely people.
So make sure you stay tuned.
I will.
We'll be making the third of our big announcements on tomorrow's breakfast show. So make sure it shut up. So make sure you're listening to Sarah Cox from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So there you go. The big announcement today, in case you missed it. Yesterday's big announcement was this. That we have the Foo Fighters flying to the UK to do an exclusive gig for Radio 1 for 1,000 listeners.
That's exciting.
That is massive. Today's news, Glastonbury's happening. Tomorrow's news, I can let you into a sneak preview. Christmas Day will be the 25th of December. And here's something else. The last day of the year this year will be, wait for it, New Year's Eve. I hope I haven't blown it all.
One love, one station.
One. Radio 1, baby.
Coming up! Chili Peppers. I do like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I've just been saying to Will, they've kind of reinvented themselves as an excellent band that have done very well with an entire album of different versions of the same song.
Do you think?
Hmm. They're the Too Unlimited of rock.
You see, I think they sound great at the moment.
That's what I mean. Don't get me wrong. But they all sound pretty much the same. But...
I agree there's a certain Chili Peppers style that...
But I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's really good. University Speaking on Radio 1. It's a new one from the Chili Peppers.
There's something over there to the left.
Switch on scanners.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Okay, get ready. One, two, here I come!
We've been sent some ice creams.
Woo-hoo!
Dear Chris, we listen to and we are answering your plea. Is that grammatically correct?
No, but anyway.
Come on, give us a good plug. It is the first day of summer. Mm-hmm. Is the lighter way to enjoy ice cream.
Oh, I see you're not giving brand names out.
Well, I don't want to do that because... But it's fine. It's the lighter way to enjoy ice cream.
Right.
Okay? Now, let me try and get... It's an ice cream version of sweets.
Are we talking about the sort of sweets that perhaps if you're eating them in the car...
Yeah.
And you were eating them in the passenger seat, and
yeah.
You went around a corner. They would sort of roll along the dashboard.
Yes.
And then somebody would have more than someone else.
That's right, it's the lighter way to enjoy ice cream.
Or if you were eating them in bed with your loved one,
yeah.
And perhaps you could suck them up with a straw. The sweets, of course.
Right.
And then sort of give them to someone else in their mouth.
Yeah. Or if you were in a rainy tent.
That sounded wrong, didn't it? But
yeah.
You know what I meant.
Did.
Yeah, or maybe you're camping and it's been peeing
with
rain.
Oh, hello!
No, right. Not like that.
Mm.
You're camping and you've got nothing to do. You play with these sweets before eating them in a rainy tent.
Would you? I've not seen that one.
Yeah. How would you do that?
Well, it's these three girls.
A little sweet.
Well, it's not far off, actually.
Really?
Yeah, not far off.
So there you go.
Mm.
It's the lighter way to enjoy ice cream, apparently.
So we've been sent these, have we?
Yeah.
Yeah, what have they sent us, Alan?
10
of them, the bars that are... It's the lighter way to enjoy ice cream.
And 2... tubs of this one.
Which
one?
The ice cream, I believe, helps you work, rest and play.
No, it doesn't anymore.
No, it used to.
No, now it's karaoke.
Does it not help you work, rest and play anymore?
No.
Now it's karaoke.
Yes. Karaoke now.
This was our feature name that I think that they nicked blatantly.
Yes.
Am I allowed to say that for legal reasons?
Well, you just said you think they did.
That's good. That's what's
in your own personal opinion.
In my opinion,
and
I
not
would,
the opinion of my, me or the BBC.
Or me.
I would say perhaps I'm thinking that maybe this firm might have been influenced by a feature that we did called karaoke, which they then used in a national advertising campaign.
And you didn't see a cent of it?
No.
You didn't see a penny?
No.
Do you remember we played Justin singing Funky Ford Cortina?
Yeah.
And then there was that certain coffee firm that did a very similar version.
Mm.
You see, it was Hairy Ford Cortina.
We've been influencing advertising firms for many a year.
I don't know why, you know, major firms don't come to us. Instead of going to the expensive marketing people, advertisers, come to us for the ideas.
We've got loads of ideas.
Absolutely. Name a product and I'll come up with something now.
Vaseline.
What?
Vaseline.
Easy. What are you doing? Alid, right?
That's it.
What?
That's all you need.
You just use Alid.
Just easy.
Actually, yeah, easy. Full
easy.
Stop.
That's
easy.
A great slogan.
Full stop.
Vaseline. Easy. Next.
Okay, name something else. It doesn't have to be a brand name. It can be a thing, so...
Okay.
Okay, paperclips.
Paperclips. Easy, right? What you do is you have a politician, or somebody very important, going up to do a speech.
Right.
Okay, and they go... Ooh.
And you go, calm down, it's just a speech. We can get Michael Winnerston.
No, shut up, right? You're not part of our firm. It's Chris and Dave. It's,
hello.
It's CAD Marketing.
Or DAC.
I like CAD, my name first.
Oh, CAD. C-A-D.
No.
Chris, Alan, Dave.
Yes, Alan. What?
Chris, Alan, Dave.
Yeah, no, you make the tea. You're not a partner.
What about Will and Chris?
Whack.
Yeah.
No.
Glad there's not Neil that works in the show.
Wacken.
That doesn't make any sense, Will.
Thank you, Dave.
You can't have Wacken. Or Knoir.
Who?
Knoir.
Doesn't he play for Middlesbrough?
No.
Oh. You think of Lolo Boo Boo?
That's right.
It's Knoir Lolo Boo Boo, isn't it?
You're thinking of Yogi's, mate.
No, Lulu Boo Boo. No, Lulu Boo Boo, wasn't it?
Lulu Boo Boo.
Or Boo Boo Lulu.
That's right. Boo Boo Lulu. Or Lulu Boo Boo.
Anyway, where were we?
Advertising. Anyway, so there's the lighter way to enjoy ice cream. And the ice cream which used to help you work, rest and play, but obviously doesn't anymore.
No.
So there you go, lovely.
Anyway, thank you, ice cream people.
Yeah. Master Foods, apparently, it came from.
Master Foods?
Yeah.
Could be worse. Could have been worse trade names.
Like what?
Master Rental.
So it doesn't make any sense, though, Will.
Exactly.
You're losing the plot completely. Why is everybody in the Big Brother house all congregated in one of the bedrooms, Alan?
Interesting. I'll have to find out.
Well, yeah.
We have got some big news, actually. Something very important's happened today.
In the Big Brother house?
Yeah.
Dum, dum, brrr. So 5:10, BB Allard update?
Yeah.
All right, lovely. Can hardly wait. I know what you're thinking. It sounds slightly distorted. I'll work on it. It's not our end. It could have been loaded in distorted. It could have been made by Mr. 50 Cent himself to sound distorted.
I think it's a loading in.
I think it was a loading in distortion problem. That's really annoying. That, listen. Distorted, listen. 50 Cent, though, his new single. I like that. It's called 21 Questions.
It's all right.
We have a competition open to only members of Radio 1 staff. Okay, we need to come up with a question, and you win a lighter way to enjoy ice cream.
Oh, I see what you've done there.
Yeah, because they sent us 10, so we've all had one, so there's 6 left. So, who the hell was that?
No, who was that?
That was you.
No, it wasn't.
It was you.
Was that me?
Was that you?
Well,
wasn't me.
It sounded like it was coming from me, but I didn't normally can feel when air comes up in that kind of... maybe if it was, I apologise publicly.
What's wrong with you? Have you not eaten today?
No, I have. I've eaten loads today. Had Mexican chili chicken for lunch.
So we need... Oh, I didn't know that. I had spaghetti al tonno.
Oh, did you? Well, that's tuna.
Thank you.
In Italian.
Cheers. So we need to come up with a question then, and then the radio and staff members can email into our show and win an ice cream.
Right, okay.
So the question is what?
Okay.
I do like...
I know, I've got an idea.
Go on.
Which big gig did we announce today?
No, that's crap.
That's stupid. It's got to be something that you need to be more in the club.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many months gone are you?
No. I think that the question should be, what size are your feet? Or, failing that, what colour are my underpants?
Let's go with what size are my feet then, shall we? Chris.Moyles at bbc.co.uk. It's only open to internal people in Radio 1. Your chance to win an ice cream. But don't worry, people listening outside of Radio 1, there'll be a quiz for you later.
This is Wes, live across the UK with Radio 1's official chart show.
Miss the official chart show? Miss the Dream Team?
Sunday night, Monday morning, it's the Dream Team in a place, of course.
Miss Breeze Block, Lamac Live, The Essential Selection, Sunday Surgery?
Not any.
Go to BBC I. It's bbc.co.uk. Click on Radio Player and...
This is Wes, live across the UK.
Catch it again. Radio Player from BBC I. The BBC. At your beck and call. BBC I.
I enjoyed that. I mean, the ice cream, I mean. And the record.
Good. So we're giving away ice creams to staff members here at Radio 1. I can say congratulations to Colin Murray, who correctly guessed my size feet. He went for that option instead of Dave's underpants.
Ah, but it was an interesting colour choice today. Bit of a wild card.
Well, don't tell us yet.
I won't tell you. It might be the next question.
Because I'll tell you what, we might throw in a tub of ice cream as a bonus. Yeah. All right, so let's go through the emails then. Stuart, who works on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox, says my feet are a size 10.
No.
Jessica says my feet are a size 8. And Nicola says my feet are a size 7. None of them win the ice cream. Sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It's still available to Radio 1 staff members only. What size are my feet? They're not 8, they're not 10, and they're not 7. Oh, if you think you know and you're a staff member, email us now, and you can win a lovely ice cream. Thank you. Radio 1, the biggest announcements and the best prizes. After the next record, Will has a massive announcement to make. Do not tune off. In 3 minutes and 42 seconds, Will has a massive announcement to make. Next at Radio 1. Jennifer Lopez, I'm glad. Nice little summery tune on a lovely day throughout most of the UK. If you're listening outside of the UK, if you're listening in America or Spain or Czechoslovakia, then I hope it's nice where you are. And now, Will's big announcement on Radio 1.
Chris, I am delighted to say that today is Wednesday.
Fantastic, nice. Oh. My
Was that not supposed to have a big sort of out, but you couldn't find the button in time?
I couldn't find it.
Do it again.
I couldn't find... What?
Do the gag again or not?
Well, no, you can... Why don't you do a different announcement? Okay?
Oh, okay,
do the other one. The other big announcement. Because that was just a stupid one, all right? Here we go. Right.
And now, Will's big announcement on Radio 1.
It's time to announce the time. 4:04.
Cox, you'll have another big announcement to make tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Do not miss it.
Radio 1.
Glastonbury 2003 takes place on Friday the 27th to Sunday the 29th of June on Radio 1.
We'll be there. This is Radio 1 live all summer.
You know Mikey, does the breeze block?
Yes.
Hi, this is Mike David. Yeah, we got loads of songs in our show tonight. We got the Puppet Masters, the Lamppost Lovelies, and new music from Spitbucket.
Well, him and Colin Murray and our producer Will are playing on the Xbox.
Your bassline is shooting at my spine. Your bassline.
Shouldn't Will be here?
Yes, he should.
What are you in the mood for?
Something big?
Yes.
Yes.
Something cool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something
tasty?
Yes. Something like this.
Yeah.
Here she comes now, watch. Mincing in.
No, that's a discussion with Mikey.
About what?
Well, because you said he does the breeze block, he does infect some kids.
Oh, did I say that? I do apologize.
We meant the lockup.
I meant that.
Hey, this is my day. We got the lockup, y'all. I ain't no punk bitch.
So he talks.
He's got a lockup like Delboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he does it from a lockup.
What, just a garage?
You know, like the big yellow store.
If you want, like, car stereos or second-hand VCRs, he's got them all in
there.
Are
you saying he's a thief?
No.
Are you?
No.
Yeah, you're Mr. Libel today, aren't you?
No, I haven't libeled anybody yet. Have I?
You just said Mikey was a thief.
No, it was a bit of tomfoolery.
You said, you name it, he can get it.
Yeah, but he's American. He's very litigious. He'll probably sue you. He's
no, not all Americans are litigious.
He's litigious.
He's a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
You what, he's got his lawyer on the phone now?
No, he hasn't got a lawyer.
A lawyer?
You get lawyers when you're like 7 in America.
A lawyer? Hello, my lawyer. I tell you what, you're a little lawyer. I'll give me that for nothing. it's too hot to be working today. 23 degrees, I said, in my car when I was driving in.
Excellent. I was thinking of something great to say, but it just evaded me.
It never heated. No, it's lovely. Is it still lovely. Nice outside?
Yeah, first day of summer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it is.
First day it's been hot in nearly June.
It's May.
I know, but it's nearly June.
It's nearly June. It's the end of May.
I can't believe how quick this year's going. It's going really quick. See, it feels like yesterday it was Christmas.
We've got Glastonbury coming up.
It's 3 months since my birthday. Over 3 months since the birthday show.
It's like 1 month and a bit since my birthday.
Do you know, it's exactly a month since till the 28th of June.
Yeah?
Imagine, right?
Okay, here we go.
All the people.
No, imagine.
Living for today.
Imagine, right, that there's a big pond of great links and conversations.
That would have never been a hit. John Lennon would have written that line.
There's a big pond
imagine
of...
there's a big pond.
It would never...
Do-do-do-do-do, full of ducks and ideas.
Right.
So go on.
So there's a big pond of great links and conversation.
You want us to imagine that there's a pond?
A big pond of great links and conversation.
Okay.
And you, me and Dave are sat on the edge of the pond...
Fishing.
But right now we're pulling nothing out. Nothing's biting.
Okay. Old welly boots.
let me imagine that then. Oh, I'm imagining a big pond. Oh. Wow.
See?
Look, it's a big pond full of ducks and ideas.
It's little Chris.
We're fishing, but I haven't caught anything.
Oh. Are you allowed to fish for ducks?
No, but you can fish for great ideas, Dave.
Can I just stop for everyone? Alad has his head in his hands.
Not surprised. He's probably listening.
What should we do now? But by the way, nobody has guessed my shoe size, which means that the ice creams get kept for a rollover tomorrow.
The ice cream rollover.
It's an ice cream rollover. What's your problem?
Is this what it's come to, is it?
What?
Ice cream rollovers.
There still hasn't been an internal winner. You know,
Will, as a producer of the show, I know you're worried about the content, but just always remember the golden rule that Greg Dyke said that day. No matter what you do, Chris, because on your worst show ever, you will still be better than that Colin Murray fella. That's what he said. You can't go back on that.
I have a big announcement.
Oh, really?
I have a big announcement to make.
Okay, hang on, everybody. Okay. Dave has a big announcement to make.
And now on Radio 1, Comedy Dave's big announcement.
Chris and Will and the nation as a whole, I'm pleased to announce that we have an internal ice cream shoe size winner.
Wow!
And now, the Radio 1 internal shoe size ice cream winner.
His name is Scott. He works in online.
Oh, Geordie Scott.
Yeah. Correctly saying that you are indeed a size 9.
No, I'm not a size 9.
You are.
I'm not a size 9.
Are you counting half sizes?
Don't give it away.
I haven't really given it away.
Yes, you have.
It might have been 8.5.
Or a 9.5.
Well, you've just given it away now, haven't you?
50-50.
You idiot. Not this weekend, but the weekend after, we will be in Leeds. Radio 1 is taking over Leeds for an entire weekend. On the Friday, these girls will be live on our show. All right, so here's how it's going to work. We're on tomorrow, live from 3 o'clock in London. Friday, we're not here. We're having a day off. Who's doing the show?
I think it's Colin and Edith.
Oh, Jesus. You're joking me, aren't you? I don't mind that Edith. I like Colin. He just shouts. Did you hear him on Bank Holiday Monday shouting at the poor kids? On Who Am I?
Oh, Kenry Helly. Yeah. I know that's not him, though.
What?
That's not him.
That's not Colin?
No.
Oh, really?
He always goes for a cup of tea or goes for a pee at that point, and then this guy takes over, and then Colin comes back and says, right. Who was that, Kenry?
Well, he was shouting at the kids. I thought he was very rude. You're only sprung, so I'll read it again! You know, and that, I think that's very offensive.
Mm.
You know, this kind of shock radio, because that's what Colin is, he's a shock jock. Or as Dave was saying, a shocking jock.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. And there's no need for that kind of radio.
No.
The Edith, what a lovely girl. And do you know what she's got?
She's got a really lovely voice.
She has a beautiful voice.
Mm.
All the squiddles and the waddled, curly wally, Burger King, and all that.
I am blue.
What?
Nothing.
She's not Welsh. Scottish.
Stop it.
Anyway, so, is that true? Are they doing the show on Friday?
I believe so, yes.
Carl, hi, Murray. Are you doing us on Friday? Is he? Yeah?
God.
So there you go. Make sure you enjoy Johnny Walker on Radio 2 this Friday after. Only joking, Colin. I'm only joking. He's a bit eager, isn't he? He's very eager.
He's new. He's good lad.
We are going to absolutely humiliate him beyond belief when we're in Leeds for the weekend.
How are we going to do that?
Drink him under the table. Because he told me something he shouldn't have told me the other week. Shall I tell you what it is?
What about?
He can't drink.
At all?
Can't take his drink. He's not a big drinker. It's all a facade, or this laddie attitude that he has. Or this. It's all a big front.
What about Edith? She a drinker? Edith a drinker?
Edith?
Mm.
Yeah.
Hollow legs.
Don't you? Unbelievable.
Your hollow lockers. I don't know why I said that.
What is wrong with you today? She has hollow knockers? Will, what are you talking about? Huh? Sorry. Bloody hell, Edith, look at these. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
I think you need to go home. Just go home early.
I think I will.
It's all right, we'll get a monkey in to produce a show or something like that. Get a little poodle in.
Hollow knockers.
All right, leave it. Don't keep repeating it. Anyway, so we're in Cardiff on Friday. We won't be on the air, but we will be out in Cardiff on Friday night. So look out for us and leave the, I don't know.
Play a record quick. And then, like a
low on content, big on last week.
And then the Friday after that, so a week Friday, we'll be live in Leeds. We have Mystique on the show. We have a local band, 4 Day Ombre, on the show. And I believe Colin and Edith will be popping in, not content with taking over our entire show this Friday. They'll be trying to gatecrash their way into our show live from Leeds a week Friday. Do not miss it.
Radio 1.
Online. The best of Homeland 2003 is online now. Listen again to sets from Paul Oakenfold, Jeff Mills and Timo Mas. And we've got full details of our massive summer of live events, including Radio 1 on the road in Leeds. Download. Road, Sonar, Greenfields, and Ibiza 2003.
Go online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Well, I watched Justin Timberlake has ducks, and these guys have got cuckoos. What am I? Anyway, so the big announcement today, Sarah Cox talking about Glastonbury. We've got tickets to give away at Glastonbury in the next few weeks at Radio 1. If you want to go there, the Radio 1 soundstage will be there. Seb Fontaine, Fergie, Leo and Bushwhacker, and other bands off the top of my head.
Sesha, Express 2.
It says here Express 2.
It should be Express 2.
No, they're the Express 2 tribute DJs.
Right, I'm with you.
That's Brian and Barry. Chuckle.
I am Brian X and he's Barry Best.
That's right. We're X-Pest 2. And also Radiohead are going to be doing the big headlining thing, performing stage show.
Headlining Glastonbury.
Oh, you are rubbish today. You are rubbish.
I'm only making Colin feel better about himself.
Get Colin in.
Huh?
Get him in.
No, he's busy! Anyway, Radiohead came into Joe Wiley's show today, into the Live Lounge, and they performed for us. Now, my views on Radiohead have been well documented, but as I said before, there are a few Radiohead tracks that I really, really love, and I must admit, this one that we're going to play now, I really, really like. I was really pleased they did it today in the Live Lounge. This is Radiohead exclusively for Radio 1, and no surprises. On the Live Lounge today, exclusively for Radio 1, it's Radiohead, no surprises.
Radio 1.
All right, stay there. Coming up, Reva, Danny Minogue and R. Kelly with the UK's number one Ignition. Coming up, it's George and David with News and Sport. It's 4:30.
Tony Blair's arrived in the Gulf to meet British troops in Iraq.
In sport, Rooney and Terry are back in training for England.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
The Prime Minister's landed in Kuwait for the start of a two-day trip to the Gulf. Later in the week, he's going to visit Iraq and personally thank troops for getting rid of Saddam Hussein. Earlier, the Royal Navy's biggest warship, HMS Ocean, was welcomed back from serving in the Gulf. Hundreds turned out to watch it dock in Plymouth. One of them was Terry Jeffrey, whose 19-year-old son Matthew was on board.
Very, very tough. The uncertainty of knowing what's happening from day to day and how involved Matthew became in this particular conflict.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Moroccan authorities have said the man accused of masterminding the suicide bombings in Casablanca earlier this month has died in prison. It's reported that Abdelhak Musselbat, who was arrested on Monday, had heart and liver failure. Tripti Patel, who's accused of murdering three of her children, has been listening to her grandmother give evidence. Siraj Ben Patel told the jury at Reading Crown Court that five of her own babies died before they were a few months old. Tripti Patel denies murder. Researchers have come up with a new bit of kit that makes sure drivers don't go over the limit. It works out how fast cars should be going and actually stops them speeding. Some experts reckon it'll cut accidents. Oliver Carsten came up with the idea.
The most sophisticated version of the system can save 36% of accidents nationwide, 59% of fatal accidents. There's no other system that we can conceive of that has that kind of safety benefit.
Girls at a primary school in Somerset have been told they shouldn't wear thongs to class. The head teachers sent out letters to parents at Hamp Junior School saying the underwear's inappropriate. Some parents don't agree, but Michelle Elliott from the charity Kidscape says it does raise questions.
Why are you sending your children to school in a sexy thong? Because they're designed to be worn under very tight clothes. Why are your children's clothes so tight that they would even need a thong?
Julia Roberts' husband's confirmed that their 10-month marriage is over. Danny Mode is reported to have told a German newspaper that they've split and will soon be meeting their divorce lawyers.
Big boost for England ahead of their friendly against Serbia-Montenegro next week. Wayne Rooney and John Terry will resume full training with the squad after injury problems, but Rio Ferdinand is likely to miss out as he needs treatment on his knee. Big match at Old Trafford tonight, the first Champions League final between two Italian clubs. AC Milan are up against favourites Juventus, but midfielder Clarence Seedorf knows his side deserve to be there.
Everybody's working very hard, and I think this year Milan have a new start, a lot of new players, a new image, and I think the fighting spirit of this team brought us where we came.
Meanwhile, at the French Open tennis, two big names are out. Yevgeny Kafelnikov Sinfonico fell to Brazilian Flavio Serreta. And as for ninth seed Daniela Hantikova...
Backhand down the line from Harker Road. Can she make this pressure tell? Hantikova's keeping it in play. Really good forehand from her. And then a forehand down the line. It's just wide. And Ashley Harker Road has won a famous victory.
Yeah, she's crashed out to 18-year-old American Ashley Harker Road. 7-6, 4-6, 9-7 in Paris. Andre Agassi and Serena Williams are on court later on today. I'm David Garrido.
Dry and misty in the south tonight. Patchy rain in the northwest. Tomorrow, rain clearing in the north. Sunny and warm everywhere else. We'll update the news and sport at 5.
One love. One love. One station.
One love. Radio 1, baby.
Hi there for Mark Radcliffe and Mark Riley, the biggest R. Kelly fans in the UK. They love him.
Mm-hmm.
Ignition. I like it. It's the UK's number one. Bounce, 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 bounce. Surely that is blatant advertising halfway through that record.
That's what you put in your wash, isn't it?
Yeah. I believe his next track, Purcell, is just worse for that. And now it's time to play.
I just do the revenge bit. You normally say Viaduct.
And now, on Radio 1, to treat today's a day off, it's time to play Viaduct.
The Revenge.
No. OK, our two contestants today are Sophie and Chris. Sophie and Chris are rapidly becoming the new Posh and Becks. Hello, Sophie.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Good.
How did you get on with the embarrassment after the Wayne Rooney, Mickey Rooney saga after yesterday?
Every member of my family and friends called me out going, what the hell were you on?
Mm.
And my dad even did it, and he wasn't even listening, so he's now listening to it to make sure I don't do anything else.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
He might, you know, cut your allowance down to like a million a week or something.
I know, shame.
Is this your dad that owns China or something?
No, he runs a company in Shanghai.
Have you been there, Dave?
No.
Right. Is it a big company?
Yeah, it is. It makes ball bearings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Not bearings, but ball bearings.
Ball bearings, yeah.
The actual little balls.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Because there's a difference, you see.
Is there?
Yeah. Bearings aren't necessarily ball bearings. No, this is true. Ask your dad.
I will do.
I'm telling you. If you come back on tomorrow, you'll be saying, Chris, I can't believe you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I will do. I'll ask him.
Bearings is also a bank. That's where Nick Leeson worked.
Yes, but now you're getting completely confused, Dave. You ready then, Sophie?
I am indeed.
Okay, good luck. Chris, hello, mate.
Hey, Chris.
You all right?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good. Yesterday, Chris was a little bit nervous and therefore rubbish.
I'm on form today. I'm not nervous. I'm just really excited.
Right, you're really excited. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10?
1 to 10? Well, excited.
Yeah?
About 9.5.
Ooh.
Are your shoe size?
Ooh, about 9.5. Which is my shoe size. Well done. You can win an ice cream. We'll put it in the post if you win.
Okay.
Right, are you ready then, Christopher?
I am, thank you.
Are you ready, Sophie?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it as we play Radio 1's award-winning, soon-to-be award-winning feature, Viaduct.
The Revenge. Ha, 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 ha.
Sophie, how do you pronounce F-U-D-G-E? Chris, what's the plural of finger? Chris.
Fudge.
Thank you. Sophie, halibut and mackerel are both types of what?
Fingers.
Chris, this is a famous type of tank. S-H-E-R-M-something-N.
Fish.
Sophie, what do you get if you put the words jazz and mags together?
German.
Same gags every week. Chris, this is what a workman keeps in his toolbox.
Jazz mags.
Sophie, it's great to see that gag coming back again, by
it's
the way.
Classic.
I've missed it, yeah. Sophie, what do you get if you put the words blazing and squad together?
Banner. Wrench.
Tools.
Tools, sorry.
Chris, what's the plural of donut?
Blazing squad.
Sophie, this is a massive hit for Wet Wet Wedding, featured on the soundtrack to Four Weddings and a Funeral. Something is all around.
Donut.
Chris, complete the name of this famous film. Free what?
Love.
Sophie, complete the name of this fictional character bird. Woody Wood what?
Willy.
Chris, oriental delicacy is Peking crispy what?
Becker.
Sophie, how do you pronounce D-I-S-C-O?
Duck.
Chris, who's on after us tonight at 6?
Disco.
Sophie, what's the opposite of young man?
Stay fierce.
Chris, what's the name of our producer?
Old man.
Sophie, Mob Scene is the current musical offering from this gothic lipstick-wearing Prince of Darkness.
Will Kinder.
Chris, Shirley Manson is the lead singer of which band?
Marilyn Manson.
Sophie, this is what Gemini are.
Garbage.
Yay!
Oh, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah, they flew through the questions today. But the question has to be, who wins? Can't believe you used the... This is what a workman keeps in his toolbox question.
It's a classic Viaduct.
I believe that was on the first ever round of Viaduct and has been on every alternate round of Viaduct ever since 1992.
It's a classic.
Right, okay, so Sophie, well done.
Thank you.
Christopher, well done.
Thank you.
But the question is, who will go through to tomorrow? Now, technically, Sophie got one wrong.
But it's one of Dave's kind of could-be-anything. It wasn't like a positive answer that was either right or wrong. I mean,
it could have been wrench, it could have been screwdriver, it could have been
sandwiches.
Ribena, anything.
Okay, well, who would you vote for then, Dave?
Well, at the risk of being controversial, I'm going to vote for both of them to come back tomorrow as it's our last day of this week.
I will.
And a huge cheer comes from Sophie and Chris.
Yay!
And shut up. Will?
I will concur with Dave's decision.
Will you really?
Mm.
Alad?
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, you're both back tomorrow then, there you go.
Wow, thank you.
Hey, Chris, if you get on really well with Sophie, her dad might buy you a country.
You think?
He's loaded.
Cool.
Yeah, he owns China. He owns China.
Yeah. Which country do you think he'd get me?
Taiwan or somewhere.
All the best stuff comes from there.
Sophie, what countries does your dad own?
Well, you know, it goes into the list. It's Sweden, Yemen, those kind of places.
Yemen.
Yeah.
Yemen. Yemen. And, of course, Sweden. That doesn't work. All right, well, listen, both of you back tomorrow then, all right?
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Bye.
This comes out on Monday, this record. It will be the new single from Melanie C. Melanie C has been on our show a good few times. She's what we call a friend of the show. She was meant to be on recently, but through some kind of, well, I will say miscommunication, she ended up not coming on our show, and I was very angry about it. I don't want that to affect the comment now, which Will is about to use about Melanie C's new single.
Nominate Will.
No, I'm loving it. I am loving it.
You just said it sounds like a Phil Collins record.
No, I didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't say it sounded like a
Phil
Collins record.
You said it sounded like a Phil Collins record.
I said it sounded like the brass section from a certain Phil Collins record, that's all.
Which one?
And the difference to what I just said is what?
No, apart from that, it's completely unlike Phil Collins and a very excellent record that I love very much, and I'm glad we're playing.
Speaking of Phil Collins, by the way, 2 weeks on the chart, now down to number 27. Have you heard that? Bone Thugs and Harmony featuring Phil Collins?
You're kidding.
Take Me Home?
No.
Because I know of a take me home. I heard Wes play it on Sunday on the chart. I couldn't believe it.
Bone Thugs, Harmony and Phil.
Bone Thugs and Harmony and Phil Collins with Home, they've
incredible.
Just called it. I know. We should ask if we can play it later. I hope they say no.
Radio 1 Live Events 2003.
This weekend, the best rock bands in the world will gather at Donington Park. It's Download 2003, the UK's newest festival with over 50 bands across three stages playing to over 50,000 fans.
Download 2003.
Listen all next week to Lamac Live with the Rock Show and the Lockup with me, Mike Davis, and you'll get all the best bands recorded live from the heaviest festival of 2003.
Download 2003.
Deftones, Audioslave, Zwan, NoFX, Les & Jake, Marilyn Manson, and many, many more.
For more details, click on bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Download 2003 next week on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Dave says today's show is going very well.
I didn't say very well, but
cheers.
I've enjoyed it, is what I said.
And now I tell you that Will is so distracted from today's radio broadcast, he's sitting there eating peanuts. Didn't offer anybody to anybody else, by the way. He just went off, got himself a packet of nuts, and he's sitting there popping nuts into his mouth. He's sitting there eating peanuts. Sorry, is what I meant to say.
I understood you.
Yeah. Calm down, Alan, it's a joke.
Going very well.
What?
Going very well.
Thank you. This is Wayne Wonder.
I love him. Got somebody.
Can't believe Alan just said that about one of the radio and staff members, you sexist pig. That was a disgrace. That's a great record, though, that, isn't it? It really, when it gets going and the beat kicks in, what a flyer that is. Because, you know, a lot of these records could just moan on and on and on for 3 minutes and 21 seconds, but no siree, Bob, not that fella.
No.
Wayne Wonder and No Letting Go, which is a damn shame. I wish he bloody would.
Radio 1.
Oh, do you want me to do your coming up things that you've made?
Are
you sure?
Yeah, the musical coming ups.
All right.
Go.
Shall I do the coming up? That one?
Still to come.
Because you've got that, haven't you?
Yes.
You've got music. Ready? Okay. I'll pan one to the left, one to the right, and then kick in. Here we go.
Coming up on Christmas.
Who spoke then? Oh, here we go.
Dave. Coming up on... Dave.
Shut up.
I haven't said a word.
Dave. Shut up now. Right.
Coming up on Chris Moyle's music. Go.
Spice Girls, Wannabe. And... Nick Kershaw. All after news and sport, George and David, it's 5 o'clock.
The PM's arrived in Kuwait ahead of a trip to Iraq.
In sport, England welcome back Rooney and Terry.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Tony Blair's flown to the Gulf and is planning to visit Iraq later in the week to meet British troops still out there. It comes as the US admits it may never find any banned weapons in the country. Earlier, cheering crowds turned out to greet hundreds of servicemen and women on board two warships back from the Gulf. HMS Edinburgh arrived in Portsmouth and the Navy's biggest warship, HMS Ocean, docked in Plymouth. Chris Clayton's the captain.
We had more aircraft on board, we had more troops than ever carried before, and we were longer away than we'd ever had been before. Ocean played a major part in the operations, particularly those early operations against southern Iraq.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
There's been a big increase in violent crime in Scotland. The number of rapes is at an all-time high. There's also been more robberies and more assaults. A hospital's admitted it made a mistake after it sent a dead woman's heart off for tests and it got lost in the post. Doctors at the Royal Devon and Exeter have promised to use a courier service for this kind of thing in future. A woman's died after she slipped and fell on a knife that was upright in her dishwasher at a home in Lanarkshire. She was taken to hospital but died a few hours later. Madonna's forked out £8 million on a mansion in LA. The Beverly Hills home's got 7 bedrooms and 15 bathrooms.
Wayne Rooney and John Terry will be back in full training with the England squad after injury. Both now have a chance of playing in the friendly against Serbia Montenegro in Leicester next week. AC Milan and Juventus will contest the first ever all-Italian Champions League final at Old Trafford tonight. Yevgeny Kafelnikov and Daniela Hantikova are the two big names to fall at the French Open tennis today, but Serena Williams is through. She's still on course for her fifth straight Grand Slam title. And Matthew Hoggard is a major doubt for England's second test against Zimbabwe. He limped out of his match for Yorkshire against Worcestershire with a knee injury. I'm David Garrido.
Dry and misty in the south tonight, patchy rain in the northeast. Tomorrow, rain clearing in the north, sunny and warm everywhere else. And next from us, we're at Old Trafford to see which Italian side will win the European Cup. Plus, is Jacko in the red? That's Newsbeat at 5:45.
One Radio One.
Gravel Pit from Wu-Tang Clan from Radio One. Hello, good afternoon. I am the saviour of Radio One, Chris Moyles. Here's my next door neighbour and dog walker, Comedy Dave.
Good afternoon.
Will is watching Colin Murray. And what's the name?
Sammy.
DJ Sammy. Playing on the Xbox. Sammy has just got the high score and beaten Colin. And he was very upset and started crying like a girl. But we've got to move on. We can't talk about that all day.
And now, it's time for BB Allen.
And here's BB Allen! We love you, BB!
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Allen.
Hello.
Hello there. You always all right?
I'm is fine.
Oh, my God, it's like Big Brother 4, innit? Oh, my God, man, I'm watching it like 24-7.
And we start with a big announcement. They failed their first task.
No!
Yes, it's true.
How close were they to finishing it?
Well, they did the whole thing, and because Big Brother didn't tell them whether they failed or not.
Right.
So they did the whole 72 hours, and at the end of it then, there was the big announcement. And yesterday, at 5:17 p.m, Federico, who was...
This is Big Brother. You are rubbish. You failed.
It is true. He was on the pedalo with Anushka, and he decided to go...
Anushka, we have that for tomorrow.
I've just seen we're going to have that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. So he decided to go
and John Tickle. John Tickle, I want the Tickle sound effect from Mr. Tickle and Mr. Men.
How did it? Okay. He decided to go and get some gum, some chewing gum. And the rules state not only must they not go underneath 60 revolutions per minute,
yes,
but they must also both be on the pedalo at all times.
Oh, no.
That's excluding when there's a swap or changeover.
Yes.
So he ran and got some chewing gum, came back and went, I think we've just failed. And he went to Big Brother and said, that, please, they'll all hate me, don't fail us. But today was the big announcement, they have failed.
So when did he do this? When did they fail?
Yesterday afternoon, but they didn't tell them until today, so they did the whole 24 hours worth of
peddling. Oh, that's evil.
Evil. So that means they've got £57 for next week for 11 people.
Oh, what?
Which means £5 each for
lentils,
the whole week.
Lentils and chickens.
They're going to have to go to that vegetable patch.
Can they kill the chickens and eat them?
There aren't any rules. It depends on how Big Brother feels. Darren, if you remember, did ask. Was it Darren? Yeah, I think it was Darren.
Somebody asked if they could humanely kill a chicken and eat it.
And they said no to him, didn't they?
I can't remember.
That was a couple of series ago, but they said no. They might change their mind if they want to do it this time. I think there's more chickens this time, so they suppose they could. But it's better to keep the eggs. Out of the news is Steve...
So I've heard.
Steph is 28 today.
Happy birthday to Steph.
Happy birthday. Scott has been very sweet.
Is she
about
really
this.
Only 28?
Yeah.
She's been married, though, hasn't she?
And married, and now is divorcing.
I think she seems like a nice person, her.
So do I, Dave.
I think she's one's gonna...
She was married to a first division footballer, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I don't know who yet. I'm gonna try and find out
was
who.
Is that Steph?
Yes.
Who's married?
Yes.
Ah, we'll find out. I'll find out who.
Okay.
Scott was very sweet. Yesterday he found out in general conversation, as you do, that her favourite favourite cake, is chocolate fudge cake. Girl after my own heart. So last night, after midnight, they went up to Steph, said happy birthday and all that kind of stuff, and she, you know, being rock and roll, decided to go to bed. So after she went to bed, they went to Big Brother and said, can we have the ingredients for a chocolate fudge cake? Which Big Brother very sweetly provided them with.
Oh, God bless them.
So all night long, the rest of the housemates made her a cake, and later on tonight, they're going to have their own little celebration and give her a cake. Now, have Big Brother given her her present, or is there going to be a surprise birthday party for her?
Oh, yeah.
We shall find out later on.
Oh, yes, we will.
Flirting Mark 2. Goths tell Anushka that she's his sort of girl. Anushka, rather bluntly, tells him that he's not her guy. Tells him that Scott's got style and is her... Oh, sorry. Is her favourite, not Goss. So Goss feeling a little bit bruised today.
Anushka said to Goss that he's not her type.
Yeah, so Goss says...
He's old enough to be her dad.
No, Goss?
How old's Goss? 31?
Yeah, it's not old.
And Anushka's how old? 21?
20.
Right, 20.
Yeah.
He's 11 years older then.
Well, close.
There's certain areas in Leeds, you could have...
Exactly.
Could be your grandmother by that age.
So bless him, he's had his heart broken there. As for bets as to who will have the first get it on in the Big Brother house, right? I've got the bets for this.
Right.
You know how the son have put up some money? So there's a good chance that it could happen. Yeah, they have put 50 grand up, apparently. For the first boy and girl sex. So nothing other than that will get the money. can I read that? At 100 to 1? I've just seen that.
I wouldn't know.
No, okay. At 5 to 2, so the favourites to do something in the house are Federico and Tanya, or Federico and Anushka at 5 to 2.
Right.
And I think that could happen. John.
Well, I want to know what the bit that you
I'll show
read
it to
out.
You. I'll show it to you.
Let's have a look.
100 to 1.
That's disgusting.
Chicken Rogan Goss.
Oh,
it was on there. And John, now, you might have heard Newsbeat today saying that he's a very dull person. And he is, in fact, very dull. And he's the favourite to leave this week at 1 to 6. What does that mean, Chris?
If you put £6 on,
you only get
£1 back. So you've got to remember, with Bet Salad, if you put £10 on something and it's whatever it is to whatever it is and you win, you always get your £10 back.
Ah.
So let's say it's 10 to 1, right?
Yeah.
You get your £10 back and you get £10 for every £1 you put on as well.
Right.
Okay?
That's good.
So if it's 1 to 6 and you win, You get £1 for every six you put on, but you also get your stake back.
I thought they kept the £6 and gave you one. I thought, what's the point of doing that? That's stupid.
No, that would be stupid. And therefore, there wouldn't be betting shops around the world if that was the case.
That's true. Anyway, John's had a great idea. He said to Big Brother, he said, why can't Big Brother change rules for this year? Let us all stay in here for the 9 weeks, and the public can just vote for the one who wants to win at the end. He really doesn't get the point.
Doesn't get the idea, does he? God bless him.
So there we go. John's being a bit of a div, so hopefully he can leave at the end of the week.
I missed the show last night, but apparently there was Anushka in the bath.
There was.
But you didn't see old.
Big Brother showed as much as they could right up to that last bit.
Why? What was the last bit?
Those things.
What things?
Breasts, you can say.
No, they showed breasts, but not nipples.
Oh, Alex, you ought to lower the tone with your...
You're such a sexist.
your dirty talk.
But they showed Cameron's bum, which wasn't there.
You and your foul mouth.
Bums and nipples, what's wrong with you, potty mouth? You filthy animal. So is that it then, day six for Big Brother?
That's it, it's been a bit of a quiet one.
Before we leave...
Day six?
Yeah, day six.
Okay.
Yeah, today's Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
It's Friday's day one.
Because it's Wednesday already, isn't it? Because we had Monday off, so it's Wednesday already.
Today
would
be day seven, then.
No, because they went in on Friday night.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
These were right, Dave.
It's day six. Anyway, you're asking about who Steph is married to.
Yes.
I do have an answer for you.
Is this confirmed, or are you going to libel somebody else now?
I'm not going to libel. I haven't libeled anybody yet today.
Okay. It's on email, isn't
but
it?
But the email opinion is that she was or is married to Stacey Caldicott, who used to play for West Brom and now is at Grimsby Town.
There you go.
Lovely.
And God save the Queen.
BB Allard, getting back to you. You asked me earlier on why they're all in the bedroom.
Yes, they all seem to be locked in the bedroom earlier.
That is true. That was because there was some noise outside. Some people were shouting some things into the house.
Ooh.
Not that exciting.
John, you're boring! Stuff like that.
Yeah, shocking
okay.
stuff
Back
like
tomorrow,
that.
Then.
See them.
All right. BB Allard, back tomorrow at 5:10, Radio 1. Second there of Coldplay, and they're singing about In My Place, which of course is a type of fish. And there's no fish coming up here later on tonight at Radio 1, but instead there is a Dave Pearce. He's going to be playing all the hot flavours of the day tonight at 6 o'clock on Radio 1. So why not tune in to Dave and make your feet start a-tapping with all the latest chart sounds in town. That's Dave Pearce tonight.
If you've got nothing to say, so you've reverted to some sort of former DJ life.
But that's what DJs do. You flicker out the radio, they do it. My other favourite is when the BBC go after EastEnders or something, or Top of the Pops. Or
Continuity Man.
And Justin Timberlake will be the guest on Chris Miles' show on Radio 1. That's 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. And you just think, that doesn't sound right at all. Right, this morning then, Coxie made another big announcement about Glastonbury. We told you that Radiohead are going to headline it. We got the big radio and sound system there, pumping out the beats and the flavours, with Seb Fontaine and Fergie and Leo and Bushwhacker and X-Pest 2, typing error. Tomorrow, another massive announcement. Do not miss the announcement tomorrow morning. Sometime around 8 o'clock. So as we said the other day, set your alarm for 7:55. Make sure you're awake. Make sure you're alert. Tomorrow, Coxie will say something which, if you're a fan of the band or the artist, might put you in a great mood for the rest of the day. Tomorrow morning, 7:55, do not miss the breakfast show with Sarah.
Radio 1.
Since January the 1st, 2003, Radio 1 has brought you over 30 of the biggest bands and artists live. Stereophonics, Madonna, The White Stripes, Blur, Oasis, and more.
Yesterday, I announced that the Foo Fighters will be doing an exclusive and very intimate gig for 1,000 Radio 1 listeners. Today, I can announce Glastonbury 2003 takes place on Friday the 27th to Sunday the 29th of June, and Radio 1 will be there.
Live.
Radiohead will be performing live. It's been confirmed. It's going to be beautiful, baby. Get involved.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1. Live. All summer.
On breakfast tomorrow from 8. Get ready for more exclusive live music news only on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Just you and I, it's true.
Yeah, boy.
and true. Angel Blue. Do you feel good?
Who?
Danny Kane, it's Mabel. I'm in the Daily Star today. A lovely photograph of me on my holiday.
Is this you in your trunks?
Yeah. And it's, I tell you, I've got to be honest, right? Sometimes you look at your life in a very bizarre way, and you, you know, I, because this is my job, right? And it just so happens that people listen to it.
Which is a bonus.
Right. Well, no, that's kind of the idea, David. No one listened, I wouldn't be working here, right? So I get up in the morning and I do what everybody else does, and have a cup of tea and a cigarette and watch, you know, This Morning with Philip and Fern, and, you know, sit on the couch with my knickers, and I get in the shower and then get dressed and go to work and blah, blah. And then I go home and I go to the pub or I stay in with my girlfriend and watch telly, and that's about it. I don't do the showbiz thing. I just have a nice quiet life.
You're a pretty ordinary bloke, really, aren't you?
Absolutely. Then there's the Chris Moyles, which is the kind of bizarre Chris Moyles that features in the newspaper. And so, in the Daily Star today, so here I am, right, some little tubby fella from Leeds, some short little tubby DJ from Leeds. And I'm in the paper today with, pictured alongside Rod Stewart, Justin Timberlake, Brad Pitt, Colin Farrell, Eminem and David Beckham. It really is quite bizarre sometimes. Oh, and Johnny Vegas, who looks fatter than me, so I'm quite pleased about that. Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah, I tell you, me and Colin Farrell.
It's a crazy world.
It's like Spot the Difference.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Right, anyway, Dave, how do you get to tonight's tedious link from last night's, which was?
Oh, Jamiroquai Space Cowboy.
Yes.
Jamiroquai shouldn't be mistaken for Bridge on the River Kwai, which was a film starring Sir Alec Guinness.
Bridge over.
Guinness comes from Dublin, as does Samantha Mumba. Bridge on the River Kwai, according to my database. Mumba rhymes with lumber, which is a term given to the lower region of the back. Hmm. Back to the Future were a trilogy of films starring, of course, Michael J. Fox.
Fox.
Michael J. Fox also starred in Teen Wolf. The plural of Wolf is wolves, who play at Molyneux.
Oh.
Molyneux is a French word, as are poulet and bibliothèque. Bibliothèque has the same word ending as the English word discothèque, which is the formal term for a disco or musical gathering such as Homelands.
Yes.
Homelands takes place in Hampshire, as does the Farnborough Air Show.
Mm.
Now, if you remove the O sound from the word air show, you get Ayrshire, which is a county in Scotland.
Right.
And Scotland, embarrassingly, could only draw one all last night with Antipodean and Nomarks, New Zealand, which frankly isn't good enough. Which links us to today's tedious link, which is
yes?
Good Enough by Dodgy.
I think there's going to be a backlash from the Scottish football fans coming to you, Dave, but anyway, it's a good tedious link. Set it up loud for Summer Dodgy Good Enough. Good Enough on tonight's tedious link. It's beautiful throughout most of the UK today. Britain is currently experiencing a heat wave. Always and forever. Was that a heat wave?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Heat wave is also a type of pizza from Domino's.
Shut up. Don't say that, because then Domino's might send us a few, and they'll have to be quick because we're leaving 15 minutes.
But tomorrow will be fine.
You can take them with us.
Alrighty then. But Dave, the big question on everybody's lips is, was that an absolutely flawless, tedious link?
I think so. Pretty much flawless. I think you will have difficulty poking holes in this, but over to you, Will.
No.
Go on,
No. Hang on. One, two, three.
There's been some dispute about the bridge on or bridge over the River Kwai.
I thought it was bridge over the River Kwai.
And before we go any further, I thought it was bridge over the River Kwai as well. However, when I put in bridge over the River Kwai into the IMDb database, which is the international...
Is that the third one for porn actresses?
No. Right. The International Movie Database, I think it stands for. It came up bridge on the River Kwai. Over to you, Will.
Right. Now, they also show a poster which contains the words bridge on the River Kwai. I've gone to another site that lists its whole thing in the text as bridge over the River Kwai, and yet they show a poster which still says bridge on the River Kwai. So I will bow to Dave's superior knowledge.
Thank you.
And we will go with bridge on the River Kwai. However,
Dave, thank you.
You did state
no
that,
further questions.
You did state, Dave, that discotheque is an English word. It's in fact a French word. Thank you.
How stupid do you feel? Let's have a look. Give me the tedious.
It's an Anglo-French word.
No, it's not. It's a French word, Dave.
Scotland embarrassingly could only draw one all last night with New Zealand. Did you not get any complaints from any of
us? No, hang on. He's deleting them as we speak. Get off. Look, there's people supporting me and they're Scottish.
No, they're not. They're telling you off.
They're saying, we were rubbish. Dave, you are right.
No, they're not.
We bow to your superior knowledge.
There's a lot of Kiwis writing in going, you're a load of rubbish, Dave.
You don't have any listeners in New Zealand.
We have
not. Will you two stop bitching? You're like a pair of girls, for God's sake. Okay? Apologise to Dave, Will.
What for?
Apologise.
Why?
Just apologise.
I'm not apologising.
Dave, apologise to Will.
I'm not apologising.
Come on, can you start... Be the big man and start the apologies first. Apologise to Will.
I will accept your apology if it is delivered
the
right way.
Oh, you're pathetic. The two of you, you're like two girls. Right, you're going to bed early tonight and you're not going to watch Big Brother, all right?
I'm watching the football.
Right, you're not going to watch the football. You're going to watch Big Brother instead. Tonight on Channel 4, by the way, 11:45 is the Michael Essany Show. You have to watch it. It's absolutely superb. This is a guy who's 19 years old and he does his show, a late-night talk show on cable TV, public access, in Indiana.
Is it a bit like Wayne's World?
It's the guy is, he's 19 years old, but he acts like a late-night talk show host. It's very, 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 very funny. Make sure you watch it tonight. Channel 4, 11:35. Is that 11:35?
Don't know.
11:45. Just after more sex tips for girls. So you'll probably have to set the video. You'll be watching that, Alan. Radio 1. Stand by, Dave Pearce is up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Here's Georgian Newsbeat. Just gone 5:46.
Tony Blair heads for Iraq just as America admits it may never find any banned weapons there. Doctors say sorry for losing a patient's heart in the...